Good afternoon. It is 4:32, and you're listening to KDNK and Valley Voices. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh, your host. And joining me today is Johnny Weiss. Some of you might remember Johnny as co-founder of Solar Energy International, or SEI, with whom KDNK once shared this building. Now he's working in Africa with the Maasai tribe in Tanzania to help them solarize a low-power radio station. Is that right?
Well, it's a solar-powered radio station, Amy. Okay. But I'm not sure what power it's going to end up being.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show, Johnny Weiss.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's great to see you. I'm so excited. Wow, Tanzania, the Maasai radio. I mean, how can it get any better? Lots to talk about. First, talk about how you originally became involved in this fascinating project.
Well, it all started 22 years ago or so here in
really?
Carbondale.
Okay.
When Lucas Koroyangi, a Maasai warrior, a young man, came to Solar Energy International, came to SEI here. It was 1997.
Really?
He was on a scholarship, and he spent the summer here in Carbondale attending classes, and he became a solar technician. And I stayed in touch with him over the years, and now in my semi-retirement from SEI, I've been working with him in Tanzania. He's now a wonderful community activist and a community leader in the Maasai villages and throughout his whole district, and it's been a real pleasure to work with him.
So, what did he just contact you and say, I need your help, or how did you get involved specifically with that project?
Well, that project came about because I was looking for some wonderful alumni from SEI to work with and to do special projects.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big fan of Lucas. He's really a wonderful individual. He's got a foot in both worlds, and he just started a new organization, a whole NGO, a nonprofit.
Really?
A nonprofit in Tanzania, and he's going to do some wonderful solar work throughout his whole region.
What's the name of the nonprofit?
Oh, it's called Rasuko.
Rasuko.
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell that? Rasuko.
Rasuko. It's a tricky one.
Okay. It's Maasai.
Maasai.
Mm-hmm. Which is not Swahili, you say.
Right. And it doesn't translate very well.
No. I can imagine. We'll talk about the Maasai later. Fascinating. Poor Johnny is. I'm just kind of gushing because I just love Tanzania and Kenya and the Maasai and all of that, but we'll talk about that in a minute. First of all, talk about the project. Talk about the radio station. You know, from what I've been reading on the Indiegogo site, which you can also talk about this crowd fundraising effort, it sounds like it's sort of a community hub.
It really is. You know, radio is critically important to these folks over there. Lucas was involved with his brother in starting a radio station over a dozen years ago in a different village in several kilometers away in a whole different region, actually. And the radio has been a very wonderful influence and a wonderful communication tool. Mm-hmm. They don't have the connection to the internet like we do. They don't have newspapers like we do. And it's a challenge for villages to communicate between. And it's a challenge to get the word out and to do activism things. So a radio is just a critically important piece. And the Maasai get around a lot, but they have radios, and they have a great way. This is just a great way for them to communicate. It's very important for them.
So the radio is used as more of a news device instead of music?
Well, there is music, and one of the things they're real excited about is the Maasai radio is a way to bring the elders into the radio station along with young people to keep the Maasai language going. These are folks that are very committed to going modern, but at the same time, they want to keep their cultural heritage. So keeping the Maasai language going is very important to them. So the radio is a wonderful vehicle for that. It's also a vehicle for organizing these communities.
Mm-hmm.
The Maasai move around quite a bit. So having a radio station that they can all work and play and have activities through is a very important thing. It really unifies these communities. Hmm. And these villages are very far apart from each other.
Like how far apart?
Oh, gosh, miles and miles apart sometimes. And the Maasai do a lot of walking. They don't have a lot of vehicles. So So having radio is a very important thing for them in their community. So this new radio station is going to be a boon to the whole district.
Is it the only radio station in that district?
Absolutely.
Wow. Absolutely. So when you, a district, describe sort of the landscape and put us in that village, would you?
Oh, gosh.
On a map. Pretend we're looking at a map.
Right. Well, about 90 minutes drive on some terrible roads, deplorable roads from the town of Arusha. Arusha is only about 90 minutes drive on some slightly better roads all the way to Mount Kilimanjaro. Mm-hmm. So this is a beautiful part of Tanzania, but it's also a very isolated part. So this village of Tarat, where Lucas grew up, has now about 5,000 people that hang out around this village. These are pastoral folks that chase cows around and chase goats around.
And they always have been herders.
They always have been herders, and the cows and the goats are very important to them. It's really their whole economy, except for some tourism these days.
Right. You know, I remember, and I know I'm romanticizing this, but I remember as a kid, I fell in love with pictures and stories about the Maasai, you know, about all, they're really tall.
They're really tall.
They're warriors and they were herders. And I remember reading about how they drank a mixture of milk and blood.
They still do that. They still do that. And these are the folks that have some wonderful crafts as well. They do terrific bead work. Mm-hmm. They're tall. They're wonderful. And once you get to know them, they're really sweet.
They do this jumping ceremony?
Yes. They have jumping ceremonies. Mm-hmm. It's a dance they do. And they're very proud of their traditions, and they want to maintain their traditions. And they see the radio station as a way to unify the whole community, a lot like community radio does everywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm. That's just wonderful. It's like KD&K in Maasai land.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow, we need to do a field trip over there. Boy.
Anytime, Amy. It'd be fun to have some more Carbondale folks over there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, can you talk about the music a little bit? I mean, do they play music? You don't know?
Well, they're excited about modern music, too, particularly the young people. Uh-huh. Music is now universal. You know, we heard reggae over there, and they like modern music, too.
Well, you know, we were talking the other day, Johnny Weiss, that there is, and you mentioned just now that Lucas has a foot in both worlds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have this romanticized view of Maasai as tall and beaded and jumping ceremonies and herding cows, but now they're setting up a radio station and they're dealing with the 21st century. And how is the 21st century treating the Maasai?
Well, it's a real challenge, frankly, and this is true for indigenous people all over the world. Mm-hmm. You know, I also work on Native American Indian reservations with people like Henry Red Cloud and so forth. And indigenous people all over the world are rising up, and they're trying to get their rights, and they're speaking out for the first time in a very different way. Mm-hmm. And the Maasai are getting vocal, too. These are folks that are normally quite quiet about their lifestyle, but they're trying to maintain their culture amid a tremendous onslaught of modern technology. Of course, they like modern technology, too. Mm-hmm. Cell phones have made a big difference over there.
I'm sure.
And that's one of the things that we're actually using solar power to do, is to charge up cell phones in very remote areas. Mm-hmm.
So what are the problems? I mean, they're facing ecotourism and encroachment from hunters, big
and
game
poachers.
Hunters and poachers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Poachers are a serious problem for the ivory, for rhinoceros horn. Oh. The Chinese in particular crave these things, and it's it's like the drug world.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I could talk to you about the Maasai all day, but we want to get to this solar project. So this is a volunteer program, and you're helping out Lucas Kariongi.
Lucas Kariongi.
Okay, Kariongi. It's a hard G. Mm-hmm. Okay. talk about what you've got an Indiegogo sort of crowdfunding thing going. Talk about that.
Yes, we're trying to raise some money for the radio station so that it can be solar powered. The radio station is just getting started. They're just getting their licenses together. They're just getting the equipment together for the radio station. Okay. And of course, solar powering it is going to be a great statement in mm-hmm. itself. Mm-hmm. And of course, the cost of diesel fuel to run generators over there is prohibitively expensive, and it's hard to maintain these generators. Solar is a wonderful solution for the radio station.
Yeah, I mean, it also, when I was reading on the Indiegogo website about this, you were talking, or it mentions that ongoing and future solar applications include solarizing maternal health dispensaries.
Well, that's how I got started in Tanzania, as a matter of fact.
Talk about that.
Working with an organization out of Berkeley, California, mm-hmm. and an NGO, another nonprofit that's doing some terrific work all over the world. It's called We Care Solar. Mm. And We Care Solar has designed a wonderful solar suitcase. It's a package that works for rural health clinics and particularly for health dispensaries. And these are for health dispensaries where women give birth. It's all about maternal health. Mm-hmm. And we've installed some of these in Tanzania, and Lucas is also working to do that. He installed one in his home village of Tarat, mm-hmm. which has made a big difference in people's lives.
What's in the suitcase?
Well, in the suitcase is a controller and a battery and plugs so they can have lights at night. Mm-hmm. Lights at night in a health clinic are really critical. It also charges cell phones, mm-hmm. and nowadays it also runs a Doppler, a child Doppler, so that the nurses and the midwives can learn how to read the baby's heartbeat.
Oh, wow. Well, boy, we have so much over here, we take it for granted, don't we?
Right. Well, Tanzania has 10 times the infant mortality rate of the United States, mm-hmm. and a lot of it is due to just simple things. You know, they've got issues with everything from tourism to poaching, but they also have issues with things like basic water supply and getting lights into rural health clinics. Mm-hmm. There's literally tens of thousands of clinics throughout East Africa mm-hmm. that don't have lights at night. Women are giving birth by kerosene lanterns. Women are giving birth with midwives that have to have flashlights. They call them torches over there.
Right.
You often have to bring your own batteries to a health clinic. Mm. So there's all sorts of applications for solar energy.
Boy, I guess. That's amazing. I mean, living in this country, I don't think about that a lot because I take it for granted. I flip the switch, the light's going to come on after dark. You know, I have running water. I have indoor plumbing. Mm-hmm. I have the doctor's offices here are fine, you know. They're clean and operating night and day. Hospitals.
I have a friend that says there's the whole world and then there's Africa. Ah. Africa really is the dark continent.
Still.
Yes, very much so. You know, solar is making some important inroads there. Mm-hmm. There's what we call pico solar. Now there's flashlights and lanterns. Those are making a big difference too. Mm-hmm. And there's also large-scale solar going on. But these are folks that also need simple solar home systems. They need to have lights. They want television. They want to charge their cell phones. Mm-hmm. But lights are very important. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They also need to pump water.
Right.
So it's the basic needs that we're really talking about.
Wow.
The radio station is going to help promote all of those type of projects throughout a whole district.
So is it on the air yet?
No, it's not on the
okay.
air yet. It's not going to be on the air until late winter or early spring.
Okay. And so you want it to go solar but in order to get it on the air. Is that the story?
Well, yes. And to get it sustainable.
Okay.
Because if they have to rely on fossil fuels, diesel power, for
right.
instance, it's going to be very expensive and very mm-hmm. irregular. They can't get quality fuel. It's expensive. It's hard to deliver it. And it's frankly unsustainable.
Right.
So having a solar-powered radio station with only a backup generator makes a lot of sense.
Sort of like what we have going, except we're not solar-powered. It is 4:46. You're listening to KDNK, Valley Voices. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh, your host. And joining me today is Johnny Weiss, who was co-founder of Solar Energy International and is now working with the Maasai people in Tanzania to help them build, to help them solarize a radio station. I guess I'm a little unclear, Johnny. So you have this Indiegogo crowdfunding page set up. And so if the radio station becomes solarized, will it then go on the air, or when it gets all, you know, everything's in order, will it go on the air with diesel and then you hope to solarize it? I mean, how does that work?
Well, they are going to have a generator to start things off.
Okay.
And but they're looking forward to getting away from that as soon as possible.
Right.
They do have experience with a generator in another region and with solar in another region, and they've decided that solar is really the way to go. And that's what Lucas really wants my help with right now. And we're raising money and we're getting donations to basically do this very important project.
Talk about Lucas. I mean, you talked a little bit about, you know, how he's coming over here and he started a nonprofit organization, but what kind of a person is he? How would you describe him?
Lucas is a wonderful, warm, and sweet person. Mm-hmm. He's a very gentle person. He's also just learning how to get organized in terms of community development. Mm-hmm. He's also being groomed to be an elder in the community because Lucas does have a foot in both worlds. Mm-hmm. And the elders know that things are changing dramatically for the Maasai, as they are for indigenous people everywhere. Mm-hmm. And they see Lucas as an ambassador. They see Lucas as someone who can get things done in the community. And now's an important time to get things done. Mm-hmm. This is a very important transition time. And Lucas is just a sweetheart, a wonderful guy who's warm and fuzzy, and he's going to be a great leader. He's building his board. He's getting it together. He's dealing with the bureaucracy and all the challenges of trying to get organized at the village level. He's a grassroots guy.
Yeah. How old is he?
Lucas is probably in his late 40s now.
Okay.
He's being groomed to be an elder in the community.
Wow. You mentioned when we spoke the other day, Johnny Weiss, that there are Roaring Fork Valley locals involved in this project.
Well, ever since Lucas came here 22 years ago in 1997, there were people that took Lucas in. Lucas was a fixture in Carbondale, along with another woman who was studying with him, a Maasai woman who's gone to do other activism things, who's no longer involved in solar. But Lucas has stayed with solar. But I think Lucas was a big hit in 97. He spent almost 3 months here, and several people in the community got to know him very well.
Did he happen to wear Maasai...
Absolutely.
Traditional clothing.
Absolutely.
You know, I think I ran into him in City Market one winter evening. I was there and I saw this Maasai guy, you know, with the red, they have the red cloak, and he was barefoot, and I walked up to him and you can imagine, I tried not to gush with the guy, but I introduced myself and he spoke English. And would that have been him?
Absolutely. He's
really?
The only Maasai that I know that's come to Carbondale.
But I mean, and he wore the traditional outfit.
Yeah, sometimes he did. He also dressed in his Western clothes, too. Okay. But he's very traditional in some ways. And he loves wearing his traditional Maasai colors.
It was like being in a dream. You know, there you are in City Market wheeling past the produce, and a Maasai warrior walks out of the other aisle. It was really neat.
Just the other day, Lori Loeb told me that she remembers Lucas when he was in town, and Lori remembers him riding his bicycle to and from SEI. Mm-hmm. He lived over in Crystal Village for a while.
Okay. So who are the locals involved in this project?
Well, Barb Chambliss was involved.
Oh, right.
And Barb made a trip over there with her son several years ago and visited Lucas.
And Barb's a therapist, and she also lives in Paonia.
Yes, she lives in Carbondale and Paonia. And Barb also took Lucas and his partner in here, and they stayed with Barb.
Oh, okay.
Barb's got some wonderful stories about getting them used to going to City Market where they saw you, getting them used to use modern appliances. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This was Lucas's first trip overseas, and he hasn't spent much time in the developed world or in the overdeveloped world, as we say.
Wow.
Lucas is used to a much more primitive lifestyle.
Wow, beautiful lifestyle. So Barb has been involved. Is Lori Loeb involved in this project?
No. Okay. Lori was a friend of Lucas when she was here.
Okay.
When he was here.
All right. Well, talk about the Indiegogo crowdfunding part.
Great. This is a new one for me. I've never been that great at fundraising, even in my SEI days. But this is a whole new challenge to try and raise some money. And we're getting support from family and friends and from the community at large and from the solar community. Mm-hmm. But we've got a few weeks left in this campaign, and I've got it on my website. And I want to encourage people that are interested in this to figure out a way to contribute.
Okay. Now, how much are you trying to raise?
$25,000 is what it's going to take to solarize this radio station hopes to be on the air for 24/7.
Oh, 24-hour radio station. You're going to need DJs.
Oh,
you
yes.
You are going to need DJs. Okay.
I think there's people standing in line to work at this radio station.
I bet. So all you KDNK DJs out there, listen up. You've How much have you raised so far?
So far, we've raised close to $3,000.
Okay. All right.
We've just started this campaign, and it's going well.
And you need to raise 25 grand by?
Well, by Christmas time.
Christmas. Okay. And people can find this on your Facebook page, but is it Indiegogo.com? I forgot to look at
that. Actually, the best way to get to it, Amy, is to go to my personal page.
Okay, which is?
Which is Johnny, spelled Johnny. Uh-huh. Weiss, Weiss, yeah. Dash Solar, SOLAR.com. So The whole thing reads Johnny Weiss Dash Solar.com. And that'll get you right to the homepage. There's videos about Lucas. There's a lot of stuff on the Maasai to see there. Mm-hmm. And there's a request for contributions.
Okay. And I'll link to that when we post Valley Voices on the web. We'll link to your website. And so when do you go back to Maasai land?
I go back in February. I'm planning on spending the month there, and I'll spend it with Lucas, and we'll get this radio station project, get it moving a little farther along.
What's the weather like in February?
Oh, in February it's going to be nice. The major rains will be over. Yeah. Hopefully they're getting some rain
right now. Are they getting rains?
Well, the rains have changed. You know, one of the challenges that the Maasai are facing, like people everywhere, is climate change. Mm-hmm. The Maasai have really experienced that on a real grassroots level, no pun intended.
Like how?
Well, things are drying up. Things are changing. There's global weirdening happening. The rainy season's not what it used to be.
Mm. Is it shorter?
It's shorter. It's getting hotter. And they're really challenged by that. So it's kind of getting unpredictable now. Mm-hmm. So they're hoping for more rain so that they can get through the dry season.
Right. Just like us. We want snow in the winter so we can get through the summer.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. So you go back to Maasai land. In February to keep going with this, working on this radio station. It sounds so exciting. I just really envy you being over there.
Another thing we're looking forward to do is working in the school systems. The schools don't have any lights either, and homes don't have lights. Children can't read or do their homework at school or at home. Mm-hmm. They're using kerosene lights if they have fortunate enough to have kerosene. Mm-hmm. Kerosene's a very dangerous fuel, too. Yeah. There's a lot of accidents that happen with it. And small electric lights make a huge difference in these people's lives. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we're doing with the support of the We Share Solar people, very similar, We Care Solar people does work at rural health clinics. Mm-hmm. The We Share people do work in schools.
We Share Solo and We Care Solar. Yes. We Share Solar. Okay.
We Two Care and We Share. Got it. Both We Care Solar and We Share Solar. Okay. This is a wonderful organization and a spin-off organization. We Share Solar puts school lighting systems together. The kids build them themselves and install them.
Wow.
And they also learn how to do solar on their own home systems. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's all about education and training, like I've done for years.
Yeah, you've been in this for how long?
Well, I was a solar builder in the 70s. Oh, wow. I taught solar at CMC. Up on the hill at Spring Valley in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And then I started, along with Ken Olson, we started Solar Energy International, SEI, in the 90s. And I did 22 years as the director and as the and as one of the principals with a wonderful team. And now they're located in Paonia.
Right. So solar is in your blood. The sun is in your blood.
Very much so.
Yeah. Well, we're just about out of time. Johnny Weiss, who's working... Johnny Weiss Solar, who's working with the Maasai tribe in Tanzania, northern Tanzania, is it not?
Well, north central Tanzania.
North central, okay. South, just south of Arusha, if you know where that is. working on a radio station. Thanks so much for coming in and spending some time. I'm really excited about your project and wish you a lot of luck. We will link to the Indiegogo crowdfunding site.
Thank you very much, Amy. It's a very exciting time for solar energy worldwide, and Africa is just booming with solar. It's a privilege to be able to feel useful and to work there.
Well, thanks a lot.